It is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024, and you're listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up, brought to you by Gravy Train Productions, and once upon a time, sponsored by a variety of companies, none of which still exist. Most have been absorbed or folded, and that's okay. That's the Tuesday Catch-Up difference. Nate, hit it.
Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you got to come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in!
You are listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up.
Fellas, question for you. By the way, welcome back, Nate. By the way, Nate, you were sorely missed last week.
I missed you guys, man. That
didn't
was a,
feel right
was
without
a tough week.
The music.
Yeah, we had no one clicking theme music. We had no segment music. We had no. We started going down. We had Matt. We were just double teaming him with history facts.
We were rudderless, Nate. We didn't.
There must have been a lot of yawns.
I couldn't even decide where to yawn. That's how confused.
Dude, at one point, I was listening back to the recording. I heard in 1 minute every single one of us yawn twice. I was like, Jesus, dude.
Was it late?
It was late. It was like 8:30 when we started, and then on top of that, we're missing like. Nate has a benefit of being 2 hours more awake and also just more of an energetic person. And so with Harley's couple Harley's slight delay on internet with Matt being tired from a big day and just be in general being a bit of a yawner. Mm-hmm. I was like, once I started bombing, I never looked back. There wasn't a thing I could pull out.
Dude, there's some good bits from there. No, I had three notes.
No, there was good notes. I'm just being sassy. Question: should I shave a mustache in? What do you guys think?
It's kind of scary. Camera. What kind of question is that?
Like, it's kind of at the right length. What do you think? I think it might be time.
Let it ride.
I think mustache is the move, dude.
However, I haven't exactly blazed the weight loss goals the way I thought I would. So it's not like it's not going to be a great look. Shut up, Nate. Hey, why don't you lick my butt?
We're getting there.
We are, dude. Hey, it's catching movement though. Matt Gillis, old Tomato Boy Gillis, found out that me and you've been sending each other our weights and kind of we've been trying to get the wheels going on. And he's like, he messaged me the other day. He goes, hey, can we maybe share our weights and calories and become more accountable? I said, brother, I'm already taken.
I said you can join him in the group.
Yeah, it's like once we have three, then we're really rocking and rolling.
Add him to a group chat right now. It's called Fat Guys Only. And we'll be accountability buddies.
You guys, FGO. You guys need a fourth? I've been packing on the winter weight.
No, dude, I hate when fucking skinny people try to do weight loss.
I'm not skinny, dude.
Yeah, bump those numbers up before you join us.
Oh, let's just do it by percent then. And can we add a prize? I'm like, no, because skinny people will always be skinny. Even if they get a little fat, they will always go back to skinny. Us big boys, we're in a different kind of trench, dude.
I got 30 to play with right now.
Shut up, dude. You sound like a chick. I have 30. I was like, they're all like tiny. I have 30 pounds to lose. There's no fucking way you have 30
winter back to me this year.
Yeah, it's like I legitimately, Harley, if I lost 30 pounds, I would look like a different person. If you lost 30 pounds, you'd look like you're in the Holocaust. Like, stop talking. Like, it's crazy to me that you think I have 30 pounds to lose.
I don't think that's that far off the. That's far off. I'm like 205, 210 right now.
Dude, I would kill a dog to be 205 pounds. If you told me I could be 205,
you're 4 inches taller than I am.
Dude, Harley, if you told me that I would be 205 pounds for the rest of my life and all I had to do is choke out one dog, I could probably bring myself to do it.
Someone call PETA.
Ask any fat person in the PETA office. They'd be like 205 for the rest of my life. No questions asked.
Hey, Matt, how many dogs would you kill to be 225? All right, that's one.
Yeah, hey, it doesn't have to be your dog. I didn't say it had to be a good dog. It could be just like a bad dog. You just have to like dog. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm going to volunteer at the kill shelter. I only want to do one pass.
I need to volunteer at the kill shelter because I've been cursed.
I made a deal with a witch, and I have to kill one of these dogs.
With my hands.
With my bare I go, does a gun count? She goes, only 20 pounds, and you might gain it back. This is the caveats. You can kind of step your way down. No, I mean, Harley, I've done weight loss challenges with skinny people before, and it's always annoying as fuck. I did one with Krieger a couple years ago, and I let him talk me into like putting money up for it, being like, yeah, it's like $75 and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, but you're already a skinny dude with good genetics. And I remember I lost like 25 pounds and he lost like 15, but by percent, it was more for him. And so he won. And I was like, that was so stupid. Now I'm out of $70 and I'm still kind of fat.
So no, it shouldn't be percentage wise.
It should. I mean, realistically,
like, if you ever see an like the first episode of what was that TV show where they get a bunch of fat people in a room?
Biggest Loser, Nate.
Yeah, that one. the first episode, everybody loses like 30 pounds in one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The horror stories that came out about that show were awesome because we used to watch it as a family. Remember that, Harley? That was a big Friends and Family staple. Was what a weird time in our lives that we all gathered on the TV on Wednesday night to watch a bunch of fatties just like go at it. And it was like it was awesome. I remember they'd come out for the last day on the scale, like they'd all like flex and stuff. But then it came out that they were like the three trainers were actually the devil.
Of course, they're gonna be the devil, you know.
Yeah, but everyone's like, apparently, because like, I don't know. And again, I'm going to speculate because it's been a while since I read the article. But like, I don't remember if they were paid, if their person, like what they, like if it went up in rank, if one of their people won. So apparently like between, and also I think the studio was like, hey, if you don't show a big reveal here, like this, the show isn't going to be good. So apparently off camera, they just have these, like they'd have like literally like strap them to treadmills and make them run. Like till their feet would bleed, and then they'd be like, "Now smile, pig! Like it's time to go on TV."
If all I had to do is lose weight during the day, I think that's what I would do anyways.
Everyone says that. Everybody says, on a TV program? If only I did have my job, I'd read books and learn the guitar. No, you wouldn't. No, it's our fucking brain. Like, it just COVID doesn't happen.
If I was to go on a TV show to lose weight and that was my only thing, I'd be pretty fucking determined.
Dude, think of American Idol. The only thing they do there is to sing, and some of them are just bad. So it just doesn't happen. Harley's exactly right. COVID was the biggest, like, prove it time. For like, you have nothing to do. Most like, dude, I remember I had a sales job and my boss was just like, yeah, I mean, no one's going to buy. So we'll just pay you and just kind of like do what you can, I guess. And dude, that meant like nuts. Play, like that meant I had all the time in the world to get in shape, like build a studio, all the things I talked about. Language. Dude, I decided to put 100 pounds on. I was like, oh, let me see if I can. Like, I ruined my own life.
Yeah, but guess what? You goddamn committed to it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, we'll always take the more fun commitment.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I always say if I was in jail and I was imprisoned, I would just be doing push-ups all day long. I'd come out of jail pretty jacked, I think.
I'm telling you, I would not be a prison worker. A
couple good prison tats.
I'm telling you, I would, dude, it would hurt my heart to not play basketball during prison. Like, because I'm so bad, like, it would probably get me killed. So, like, it would hurt me every day to be like, my favorite thing is the only thing that's available to me and I can't play. That would really suck. I'm just saying, like, also, I imagine, Nate, I do think you'd probably be the only one who would get in shape.
Toilet wine. You'd get
rich. 100%. I would get rich quick or something. I would somehow, I'd be holding someone's pocket for a while, though. I'd earn my stripes a little bit. I think of all the people, I think Harley and Nate would get in shape. They'd, like, go inside themselves, basically, for prison. Like, they'd come out looking like, they'd come out having read 1,000 books and just, like, very shredded and just, like, but they're changed forever. Matt, I think you and I are the socialites, dude. I think we'd be out there chucking it up a little bit. One of us might get tagged a little bit, though. It's going to figure it out, but we'd make it out.
I'm a wheeling and dealing something. Like, we'd be like the ramen boys or something.
The ramen boys. The boys. Wait, these two fucking fat dudes bought all the ramen from the commissary and won't give it up. Dude, they're the ramen.
They're warming boys. It with batteries.
We need to build Bunsen burners in our little ovens. The ramen boys, baby. I love it. Nate, where were you last week? What happened to you? Why were you gone? We missed you so.
Nate was in
San Diego with Christina's family and couldn't make it away for the podcast. Unfortunately, we were gaming.
That's a hard thing to explain too. Be like, I gotta go yell at a computer for an hour. I'll be back.
And like our bedroom too was right next to the kitchen and living room too, and the doors are really thin. So if I was in there hooting and hollering, they would have heard every single word. I don't think a lot of them would have really enjoyed that, honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially it's not the same as like Darno. You know, Darno and Beth. They'd be like, it's just boys being boys.
We heard you laughing.
Oh, you were laughing. They're like, we didn't really listen to the words, but it sounded like you were having fun. But then like, I bet if Lucy's parents heard the podcast, they'd lit it like their ears would burn. They'd be like, that's the worst. This is some of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
They've never sat in an Xbox Live lobby, though.
Dude, tell you what. That would make my own mom. I remember my mom sometimes would open the door and scream down the stairs, like, Jesus Christ, what are you saying? Because I'd just be screaming the F word at my friends. Everyone was making fun of me on Xbox. So I would be that kid who put the mic like in his mouth and just scream as loud as he could at people. Also, like, I know I've said this on the pod before, but like, Harley ruined my gaming experience because the first 3 years of my gaming life, Harley and I shared an account, and Harley was a prolific shit talker. So he would just like make every enemy you could ever make, and then I would log on and people would be like, fuck you. They'd be like, yell. I was like, what did I do? It's because Harley made enemies.
God, there's a common theme.
Yeah, Harley laying the groundwork for me to get my ass beat. I learned by pain, dude.
Best way to learn.
Speaking of the whole, like, it's too much for people. I had a show on Friday night downtown Appleton, and Lucy's old keyboardist came, and he's like a lawyer, and his wife is like a church choir director, and they came for my stand up. So so the first three comics. We're on regular episodes, so I won't say too much. It wasn't their favorite. Like, they were like, this is a lot right now, you know, whatever. And then I got up and I had 30 minutes. And within about 3 minutes, I was like, shit, I'm in deep. I'm bombing. I pretty much had accepted I was going to spend 30 minutes sweating, like, pretty quick into it. To stare at those two and watch them not enjoy my jokes was killing me. And then Lucy's not far off of them. And Lucy, for virtue of like already having heard my act a bunch of times, plus just like comedy really isn't her favorite thing, I see her just kind of like awkwardly smiling. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I'm eating it so hard right now. And her, like, you know, it's bad because the minute the show ended, her keyboardist came up. He's like, great seeing you. Boom. And his wife was nowhere. She was already in the car. She's like, fuck this. I'll never see that. Yeah. So, you know,
is that awkward for Lucy sitting there with people she knows having the person on stage talk about eating her pussy?
Yes. Yes.
100%. Okay, continue.
No, it's 100%. Oh, yeah. It's a point of contention where I'm like, hey, like, it's always tough too, because I go, if it's in town, I'm like, warn them or don't, like, whatever. But it's also like, what's worse, right? I go up there and don't do a joke that works for 90% of the people, right? So I do poorly, or do I do the joke and sacrifice three people for the fun of a bunch? You know what I mean? That's a pretty hard, you know.
Would it be better if you talked about her eating your ass?
Yes. I think that if I flip the joke around a little bit, she goes, phony, it's first. So I'm a little scared. I think her parents are going to come to a show within like the next month probably. And I am like, I do a joke about how we have, like, I have good boy sex. And it's that one's going to probably have to get holstered. That one can't make it to the final cutting floor.
Do you go, we do missionary, and then we do
more missionary. We do guy on top. No, I go, she used to have sex with bad boys. And I'm like, and I feel bad for her because now she has sex with, like, we have good boy sex. And I'm like, and that means we do one position and I sleep at the foot of the bed after. And then I go, hello? But I can imagine as a dad, that's probably not the best. That's not a joke you're super tickled pink to hear.
And you say, yeah, my father-in-law's here. Don't worry, Dad. It wasn't out of wedlock.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't worry. It was after the wedding. It was after we shared an emotional conversation and a hug. And you get, she became my property. Whatever. It's fine. I don't know. Matt Harlow, what's going on in your lives? What's going on, fellas?
Going to Greece.
When do you leave?
A few days. Thursday morning at like 5. We have to be at the airport at 4:45.
You gonna send me your calories every day?
I'm not even gonna have internet.
So you leave Thursday.
They don't count in calories in Greece, dude.
They don't.
It's 100%. When do you? So you're gonna be off the episodes for the next 2 weeks?
Just one. I'll just miss one episode.
We
leave Thursday. We come back late Saturday night, the 6th.
Ooh, how excited are you?
Stretch.
Are you pretty stoked to become one of the Greeks?
Very stoked. I mean, I'm already letting it fly, dude.
Sure.
We got a lot of good plans. We're doing a food tour. We're gonna
do another food tour.
fucking do more food tours. We're
gonna do a drink a lot.
The island we go to, we're going to, is like known to be really chilled and laid, like chill and laid back, where there's like beaches, like 8 bars on the coast, and they're like, if you're looking for nightlife, like crazy clubs and stuff, this isn't the place. This is one where you drink like craft cocktails, good like mini appetizers, and bounce from one bar to the other and like watch live music. And I was like, god damn,
freaking
tapas.
Yeah, I was gonna say tapas, dude.
Freaking tapas everywhere. I'll get the
fucking tapas. Beautiful, so, man.
It's gonna be great.
He's gonna, I said this last week, he's gonna blend in with the Greeks so well, we might lose him forever.
Yeah, I can, Matt, see you.
You already look half Greek. You catch a tan out there.
I'm trying.
Might be the last.
Dude, Matt, finding Matt Stubing, what an adventure that would be. We have to go find Matt in Greece. He's just working in a Euro shop.
Fully acclimated, accent, everything.
Like big chain, sleeves rolled up. You kiss us when we see you. Just
you guys
are you my friend?
Yeah. Oh, for you,
my friend.
We still see him at Wisconsin Dells every summer working the slides.
Harley. I will say transplant workers in Door County and the Dells geek me out. You'll sit down at a bar in Door County, and you'll sit there and all of a sudden someone's like, hello, my name is Esteban. You're like, what are you doing? Well, who are you? And they're like, I'm here from Romania. I hear all summer, our special. And you're like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then you find out their living situation, dude. In Door County, they just got houses full of I don't want to say, I mean, immigrants isn't a bad word, but it's like just houses. It's like literally houses of like 15 Eastern European dudes just like chilling out, just being like, yeah, we're here to work for the summer. Like, who started that? Who was like, there's a magical land, Door County.
It's they, almost island, but not.
They call Cape Cod Midwest. That's what they say. You show them, like, what the fuck is this? A bunch of fat people on a beach.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's a fish fry.
Yeah, the Dells has to be a letdown when they come in and they like got a job all summer. It's going to be sick, whatever. And then it's like, oh.
Apparently, it's like a lottery system. Like, you can get assigned to the Dells or assigned to Door County. That, like, dude, can you imagine getting signed to Door County? What's another worse one than the
Your
Dells?
Your ticket says Baraboo, Wisconsin. You fucking wanted Myrtle Beach.
You're working the wave pool at Mount Olympus all summer.
Oh my god, dude! Being just
birds out of that thing.
They're making a mockery of your culture.
Yeah.
Poseidon's rage. They're like, this very important to me.
It's my grandfather.
Somebody shit in wave pool. I clean. It's like, oh,
it is wild.
I will say Mount Olympus did rip as a kid who was nerdily obsessed with Greek culture. I was big on that, dude. I was big ups on the Greek rides.
Oh, well, I'll take some pictures of the Acropolis.
Please do. Please do. Yeah, the Acropolis, the Mykonos.
Just make sure you flush, Matt, after you leave that Acropolis.
Nice one.
Hey-o.
And that was 38 minutes to poop.
We did it. We made our best.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do a bunch of like planking pictures for you or something,
dude. Please, all across Greece, do like an outdated social media trend. Be amazing.
That'd be great.
We should take a little team trip to Mount Olympus for our listeners who are listening, because we did have some Greece listeners for a while. Mount Olympus is a theme park based solely on the gods from Greece, and there's Zeus and Pegasus and Hades and all that stuff. It's a very fun little place.
We made fun of Pierre so much in our sixth grade field trip because he wouldn't ride Little Pegasus because he was riding roller coasters.
It's so funny to think that Griffin's like 7 feet tall and he can't ride a roller coaster. Like, the only kid who can make the height requirement on all of them won't do a single one. That'd piss me off.
So funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, those are the good, dude. I remember that. We had a bumper car explode on us. What? Or a go-kart. We were driving and we were on like one of these loop-de-loop ones, and we get up to the top and our friend Darian's car has just been smoking the whole time, and all of a sudden it just goes whoomp and it lights on fire from the back, and he's still driving it, and we're all like, Darian, stop the car. He's just like flipping us off and driving. We're like, nah. Can you imagine if he would have actually just engulfed himself in flames?
One hell of a way to go. Did you see the video of the guy who loses 3 fingers go-karting?
No, but this, give me that. Give me the goods.
He's holding on to the steering wheel, and someone like bumps up next to him. You know how it kind of has the metal frame around there?
Yeah.
Launches up, lands the metal frame on the steering wheel, just all of his fingers gone.
Yeah, you don't think about the statistical dangers of it. Like, that kid's cart lighting on fire. He got out, and, like, four, like, Greek teenagers ran out with fire extinguishers and just gooed up the track. And us dumbass kids, rather than be, like, respectful, we're doing donuts in the goo. Yeah. We're just, like, running around fire extinguisher goo. But I'm glad Darian survived, because now once a year he comments on my Facebook going, damn, you were fat.
He's a good friend right there.
Dude, that's great, dude.
How do you just get singled out?
I don't know, dude.
Like, everyone has the pass.
I don't know. I had to inform some people at dinner this week. We went to. By the way, dude, these very interesting places. The places that have basically been like, we don't need waitresses and waiters. If you want to, like, they're like, we'll just do it ourselves. You walk in, you scan it. Like, we walked into a place where you get in, and there's plates and cups and utensils and jugs of water all on the side there. And you bring that to your table, and then you use your phone to order whatever drinks and food you want, and it just gets ran out to you. Sounds good in practice until you're like, man, I could use a refill or like some extra, you know what I mean? Like, you want something. It's like, no, go get it yourself, pig. Like, that's just what it is. And so that was interesting. I was going to whine or shine about it, but to be honest with you, there's really no substance except for the fact that my boomer brain couldn't really handle that. I was like, okay, well,
they ask for a tip though when you finished?
Yeah, they do in the app. They ask for it too.
Not giving you shit.
Yeah, you didn't do anything. Yeah, he was just hanging out. But I remember one of the guys, like one of the runners came over and was like clearing off some dishes. And he's like, he didn't say anything. And one of the guys at our table is like, yeah, we can just take some glasses and some silverware whenever you have a chance. And the guy's like, what? And then just walked away, like completely left us in the dust. We figured out everything on our own. But the people we were with, somehow we got on the topic of the mom and pop Fredrickson locking the food supply and making me run a mile on the treadmill. Now that story usually plays fine around here because we're like, yeah, every kid was fat as a kid. Dude, you talk to some Minneapolis kids, they're like, hey, what? This lady was like, that's so traumatic. I was like, I thought it was Tuesday. I was like, I didn't notice at all.
I just wanted my French toast sticks.
It was very funny. I think like
2 miles.
It did kind of put my mind, like, thinking back, like, 3 weeks into me running a mile and mom and dad haven't seen a change in my body at all. And they're like, he's got to be lying. Like, there's no way he's like, there's no way he's running that. And that's when they caught me. That's when the jig was up.
Were you just letting the treadmill go? Oh yeah. Yeah.
I would stand on the sides and I would skip 1 foot on it, you know, so or like my
thud in the basement.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could still hear like the, yeah, which, I mean, obviously, it's not like I was striding out like fucking Usain Bolt. Like, there's no way my stride was clap, clap, clap. Yeah. So, yeah, towards the end, my mom would stand in front of the treadmill and watch me. And my dad would, too, which was so funny. They go, like, my dad, after a 12-hour day shift at a factory, had to come home and stand there and, like, watch me run a mile on the treadmill and just, like, cry and cuss him out. What a time. I'm sorry, Hayden. It's for your own good. Just fuck you. I hate you. just chugging along.
If you have a big kid, are you going to do the same thing?
Ah, dude, that's so hard. I don't know. I will be, if I have a kid and by age 3, he's exhibiting signs of chunk, we're definitely, things are going to change. It's not so much that he will never have a friend who's got divorced parents. I won't allow it because I don't want him going over their house where all fucking hell's broken loose and mom's buying all the snacks to keep things all hunky dory. And I will never let him be friends with an only child. I won't allow it. Okay. Cause special boys and special girls, all they do is get fed. That's your mommy and daddy's special little child. And you get a lot of food.
Who are you referring to?
You didn't get fat till you were like 10.
Because I made friends with an only child who was soon to be a child of divorce. That's a big, like, he's our special boy. We will treat him with whatever he wants. And by extension, they pseudo-adopted me, which meant that I was getting everything I wanted, which was, like, French toast sticks and mac and cheese.
Double quarter pounders.
Double QPCs. I love them to death. I still consider that the woman my second mom, but also, like, how could she not see that she was making me fat? That she was like, boy, every time he comes over, he eats a lot of food for a 12-year-old. Like, that never crossed her mind once. She was like, peanut butter on your sandwich? Of course. Come here. Double cheese on your ham and cheese grilled cheese? Of course. Come here. We'll use the big chunky white bread. So, whatever. I won't allow my kid will only be friends with kids who are in a litter of kids. You know, they only have like 9 or I want, it's 2+. Because I think part of the joy of having friends is having a friend with a crazy older sibling. Like, I was friends with a friend who had a goth older sister who would throw knives at us when we went to her house.
That's fun.
That's what you need in a sleepover. Mm-hmm. Like, when your mom drops you off, she goes, have fun, be safe. You're like, of course. You walk in and the first person you see is a goth chick just being like, what the fuck are you doing here? You're like, yes. It's odd because they're like a creature that you battle. Like, they're the big dragon you slay. Like, all, like, we would be downstairs being like, how the fuck do we torture her? Like, what do we do now? Do we shoot her with airsoft guns? Do we call her down? Do we pretend we left the house and have her come down to the basement and attack her? Like, what do we do? It was a real game. It's like a, what is the, like a movie where a bunch of kids catch a vampire. She was our it, dude. She was our Pennywise. And we wanted to kill her.
You're experimenting. You're trying to trap it.
We did not know what we were doing. Yeah. So that's why I like every house I ever went to that had multiple kids. The sleepover was umpteen times more. I remember, dude, I slept at an only kid's house once. They put us to bed at 7 and then kept telling us to be quiet when we were talking. I was like, this sucks. This was a sleepover.
It's horrible.
The gayest thing that's since sleepovers. Over, yeah. Yeah. No, you got to go to the ones.
You served in that role for a lot of my sleepovers, Hayden. The younger sibling that you could torture, which was
that was yeah, it was different because I had no danger. You guys were just seeing how far you could take a prisoner till he broke. We were trying. We were like, how much abuse can we take? I remember one time I got like a triple nail scratched out my back. I was like, I got God. Like, went in the basement. Like, my mom can't find out about this. but yeah. That's, I think those are the best sleepovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember one of my friends had like a hot older sister, and she would like kind of come down and, you know, flaunt around a little bit, yeah, or maybe like just mess with us or like sit on her lap or whatever while we were playing GameCube. That was an awakening.
Dude, suddenly you go, you're not even my friend anymore.
I am not 11 anymore.
Every man for himself.
Dude, they love it, dude. You ever seen a cat walk into a room and kind of swoosh its tail a little bit? That's what hot older sisters would do on sleepovers. They'd walk down and you're like, you don't even, like, you hate this video game. And then, dude, they could convince you whatever you were doing was the gayest shit alive. Like, I remember our friend's sister would come downstairs. We playing RuneScape. She's like, you're playing that game again? I was like, no. Slam the laptop shut. I'm like, fuck no. Of course not. These nerds, fuck it. Like, you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are these two? You want to get out of here? Let's get out. So I'm like 11. Just hate it.
Nate, also, Nate, a lot of long poops on those sleepovers, huh?
Oh, dude.
I clogged their toilet more than once.
You know what, dude? That's one of those things where it's like, one guy goes, I got to poop. And then 8 minutes later, I also have to suddenly poop. I also need the bathroom for a long time with the fan on. At
2 a.m. and the Girls Gone Wild commercials.
we've all been watching the same thing. Yeah. That's so fucking funny.
That was one of the funniest, like, totally burned into my brain. I was at Mitch Pizzire's place, and we had a sleepover with a bunch of kids I didn't know because we were all from different elementary schools.
Oh, yeah.
So this is maybe like fifth grade going into sixth grade, and we're up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching This Girl's Gone Wild, and one of our friends stands up with his little fucking pajamas on and goes, I had a boner for 4 hours. Straight out.
He couldn't even breathe, dude. Out of the pajama pant material.
Stand up at all.
Oh, God. Sometimes you got to take care of business.
We didn't know how to take care of business then. We just knew titties with a little star on them
was like something else.
Yeah.
Also, the thought of an older sister coming down and sitting on your lap would just break your brain. You wouldn't even, like, the rest of the night, you'd be like, she liked me? And so, yeah. What was that all about?
Yeah.
Why it's did breaking you smell Chum's so brain right now?
100%. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. I remember I don't know. Back in the day, it was always so funny because you're like, I would have hated to be a brother of a hotter older sister. That would have been, that is a rough, rough life for a man. I'd say that's a villain arc to start. Like, we have friends who had hot older sisters, and that was like, you're just getting, I mean, every day at school, just, how's your sister doing? You're like, God damn it, dude. Well, I just want to be my own person.
Yeah, that is wild. That's a terrible, terrible. I mean, Nate didn't have to deal with that with me, you know, so it worked out.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Different when they
go. You kept trying to bang all my friends. It was fucking gross.
Matt's coming down and sitting on your friend's lap. Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
What are you guys playing? He sits on one of them. It's like, just a little hand thing. He's just leaving. Oh, the thought of Matt like ruffling Mitch Buzier's hair on his way out of the room, being like, all right, have a good night, guys. And ruffles your hair a little bit.
You didn't know what you were going to get with me. I might have been goth throwing knives at you.
I remember one like cartoonishly stuck into the wall. Like she threw it. It was like, thung, and I was like, ah. I was like, maybe we should leave her alone. Let her listen to her emo music in peace. And their dad worked a factory job. So he would like, he'd be gone all night and mom would take sleeping pills. So it was like, it was anyone's game at night. Like it was, dude, that was the spooky hours. And then during the day,
strongest. You got to be careful.
That's what I'm saying, dude. She got powerful at night. We'd like all the lights would be off. You just see two red eyes. You're like, oh God, what is that? And then in the morning he would get home when we were all sleeping. And by the time we woke up, he'd be asleep using his own sleeping pills and mom would be at work. So now it's like daytime warfare, scary movie style, dude. I remember there was days where I was like, I haven't seen an adult in 3 days. It's like, so McDonald's would just appear on the counter and that would be it. And you'd eat that. And like, you kind of squirrel it away in your own little hole and no one cared. Cause we just weren't at home.
It's the dream.
Dude, yeah. If I could go back to those sleepovers, that'd be, I mean,
I mean, those were the best times of our lives where we had a little bit of autonomy, but also nothing to worry about.
Yeah. They trusted you to not leave the house / neighborhood, but they trusted you to that and to do whatever you wanted inside. That was the extent of your freedom. But boy, the things you could do with that much freedom. And we grew up with we were a laptop kid. So every kid had a laptop or a computer. I mean, dude, it's, you give three kids the internet in 4 hours, we might take over a country.
Dude, I remember Johnny had cockroaches crawling across his screen on his laptop. We fucked that thing up so bad. It was just like random. He'd be like scrolling Google or whatever, and a cockroach would walk across.
Oh, true, like computer,
like also electronic cockroach virus.
Yeah. Maybe the best virus would be like, we're gonna steal their information, but give them a little nugget. Like send them a little cockroach across the street and let them know we're here. Oh, also, what was the Trojan horse virus? I genuinely thought that if you got the Trojan horse virus, like a big horse would come across your screen and like that meant you got the I never understood what my dad was so worried about when I was downloading shit off LimeWire and Napster. He's like, you're gonna get us a Trojan virus. I was like, I don't understand what that fucking means. I was like, what do you mean a horse virus?
Dad got rid of Napster for Rocket MP3. I mean, what? Yeah. That's probably the real danger.
Dude, MP3 Rocket was nuts. You'd be like, I want Linkin Park. And you'd get it and just be like a kid in his bedroom crawling in my skin. And you're like, that's not what I want. Slap that as your AIM status and leave it on the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a life. Let's do Wine or Shine. I'm in on it. Nate, give us that segment music, that sweet, sweet segment music.
To wine or shine.
It's the segment where we whine about something we don't like or we shine light on something we do in general. It's basically, I mean, it's the glue that holds everything together here. Matt, you're starting tonight. Whine or shine?
Well, guys, I don't even know what this first one is, but we're just going to call it a whine and a whine.
Why, please?
I believe, guys, that I have found the most ridiculous job on quite possibly the face of the planet. And if anyone would like to take a guess, go for it. But I'm pretty sure I will have you guys stumped.
Please.
Wait, we get a guess for the best absolutely. Job on Earth?
No. Most ridiculous job on Earth. If someone gets paid for this, and it's not cool.
God, I don't know. There's so many. My brain goes, you said not cool. So that took out like underwater welder. You know, like those are insane jobs, but it's a boring job that someone gets paid for. I don't know.
It's just like, it's like the most unbelievable job. And that is a animal chiropractor. Wow. I came across one on TikTok. And let me tell you, if chiropractic wasn't already a gray area, been to it. I like it. It's awesome. For an animal, I don't know about that.
I've seen some videos where they do like a pug and they like do its legs and they're like, he's fine, but they're like shaking. I'm like, I don't know about all that, dude. Chiropractic is a weird field to me that I don't have a lot of trust in. I'm not handing my golden retriever puppy over to get its hips like placed back.
I think they pipe those cracking sounds in. Just saying.
You're saying, brother.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I was told they wear like a lapel mic on their hips when they're doing the adjustments so you can get right up in it. But also some of those do sound pretty piped in.
Or they'll put them right on their
humans path. You can crack. I'm not saying that's not legit. Well,
the video I saw was a dude doing he was cracking a horse. Yeah, and I was like, not legit. Can you imagine being an animal like and going, I need to call the animal care.
But how can you be big? How can you be strong enough to crack a horse's back?
I have no idea. He was like on a ladder and like
it took a strike breaking camel's though. he does the power elbow.
Yeah, he was using elbow for a stretch, dude. It just seems so absurd to me that this guy is getting paid.
Yeah, but horse people are insane. Horse people are like our little, like, this is Buford. He's like, we've spent 11 grand on him so far. Like, what does he do? They're like, nothing. Like, he just hangs out. We
he's 2,100 pounds and he eats five meals of hay a week.
And he shits absolute piles of dung all over the place. But we're pretty sure he's got sciatica. So let's have the chiropractor come take a look at him. Like, horse people just throw money at things for fun.
They got too much money to begin with. If you got also, a horse, you got too much money.
Yeah, I also don't understand, like, horse people. Oh, they always have to, like, no matter what weather, they wear a sport coat when they ride their horse. That's annoying. Oh,
interesting. Yeah, you're right.
They wear that white helmet and a sport coat, and they, like, just trot around a track.
Pants.
It's like borderline marching band attire.
Yeah, it absolutely is. A marching band with a helmet, which also, like, and then they're like, yeah, but you can, like, take them over obstacles. I'm like, have you heard of, like, dirt biking or anything? Like, what is, like, why are they doing it with horses?
And like not pulling a plow, what are they doing besides just wasting hay?
Once a year, you'd be in school and a chick would show up with a giant cast on and be like, yeah, I fell and the horse trampled me last night. It's like, well, stop riding it. Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, but I still love them. I'm like, the horse will throw them 13 feet in the air. And they're like, that's just the risks we take. I'm like, but you don't have to. But yeah, that's an interesting job, Matt.
Yeah, it made me sad.
The dog ones are funny because the dogs look very alarmed. They get their back, like, blown out and they're like, what?
I'm alive still?
Yeah, 100%. Usually that.
Oh, all right. Then I'll continue on my wine sesh or whatever you want to call it. Last night, my heart was freaking racing, dude. It was about 10:15 at night, and I'm like closing up the house. I got Deuce with me. He's my guy. He follows me everywhere and is already up in bed getting ready. And I swear to God, you guys are going to laugh because you're like, where do you live? Cause you only get the dirt, for stuff. Normally it's pretty tame here.
Sure.
But as I'm shutting off all the lights, I shut off our front porch is off, but I'm shutting off the lights by our front door. And as I'm walking up to the door, I see a body walking up our front staircase. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like, what is going on? And they're like, my heart's racing for a little bit. I'm like, someone shouldn't be at our door right now.
It's too late for that. And
so as they come up the stairs, I see it's a woman. So then I like de-escalate a tiny bit. It doesn't like whatever, but I'm like, she's smaller, older, like, okay. And through the door, she's talking to me about me trying to cash app her $14 because her daughter was stranded like near the highway and needed gas money. And I was like so confused by it. And I was just like, I don't have cash app. And I was just like, this is so strange to me. And like, I get like desperate times. Like it takes cojones to walk up on someone's porch and ask for money. But I was just like, holy shit. I also didn't want to become the house that's known for, hey, you can go get cash from these guys.
Correct. Yeah. If you catch the big one when he's closing the house, he'll give you some money.
What? You've seen that video of the guy and he's on the cruise ship and he's like looking in the reflection. And as he gets closer to the glass,
someone comes up.
It was that dude, like fucking up to that window. And I see the thing coming at me. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? It was terrifying. And she was nice. I legitimately didn't have anything to give, and I was just like,
get out of here, crackhead! Get out of here! Yeah, I was gonna say, what did you really do? Did you chase her with a broom?
Well, and then my dogs are barking like crazy, and I'm like, through the door, I'm just like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Like, I can't help you.
Dude, she probably got a little scared once she saw the dogs. So did she just
open the door.
Get nasty when you told her you didn't have money, or she just like turn and take the
No, she was very nice. She's like, thank you, like, I'm sorry, but it was just so sketchy and weird. And then Anna and I were just like, $14 is such a specific amount.
Yeah, it wasn't for mom. I'm lost. I need 2.5 tanks of gas or 2.5 gallons of gas.
And so I was just like, and whatever it was actually going to be for, or maybe she actually needed gas. I was like, I had like some gas in the garage, like in a for my lawnmower, but it was like, you know, half a gallon. And even then, I'm like, then how are you going to get to the highway to like, it just didn't make sense to me. It was a whole mess.
That story did have some holes in it, dude. That story was like her story to you, I'm saying, has some holes.
Yeah.
In
oh,
it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
What do you mean? And, your daughter's straight like, by the highway and you need $14 cash app so that you can cash app to her. But what does $14 do for her if she's trapped by the highway?
Like, yeah. Can you instantly deposit $14 into cash app to.
And then can you instantly turn it into money and buy gas with it immediately where you are right now?
Yeah, it did not make sense to me. And my dogs were barking and it was 10:15 and it like, and then my neighbor pulled in the driveway too, but it was like someone dropped him off. And so it was like a van with no muffler. And Ann and I are like looking through our Ring camera afterwards, like, what's going on?
Oh, dude. When it you start getting the dominoes wild. Falling of like bat, like crazy stuff happening in your neighborhood, you get on all alert for the night. Or it's like, it seems like they happen at once. Like your neighbor's bumping loud music and someone knocks on your door and this happens. And suddenly you're like, all right, this is a little too much. I was like, the block's too hot right now. Shut it down. We're going to bed.
It's all so anyways, I survived. I de-escalated from getting the heart pumping, but I was able to close up my rings on the watch, you know, getting that movement. So.
Yeah, walking around the house, pacing, locking every window a second time.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. You've never a dull day by I mean, Matt lives in Oshkosh, and he has more crime stories than Nate, who lives in L.A., which is an insane thing to me.
It really is, and I tell you what, you guys truly get the dirt, and I, like, save it up for certain times, so it sounds like I live in absolute chaos, but, you know, that's only the second person who's come to our doorstep and asking for money, so.
I don't know, Matt. It smells like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It might be a duck.
Yep.
Crackhead.
Yeah.
Crackhead. You're asking for $14.
If it smells like a duck and it walks like a duck, it might be a crackhead who needs money. That's very funny. Nate, you're up. Wide or shine?
I'm going to wine. Big time. Big time. Big time.
Big ups.
Big wine. Big ups on the wine. So
big wine.
On Friday, Matt, you inspired me. I also went to go see Ghostbusters.
Nice.
And per my usual cheesy, dumb movie, you know, I might take a small edible beforehand to make it a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get about 25 minutes into the movie and the screen goes black. The flashing lights come on and speaker and the theater goes, there is an emergency. Please evacuate the theater. And I am freaking out. That's literally my worst nightmare.
That's bad. That's bad.
Christina's dragging ass. And I'm like grabbing her purse. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know if it was a fire. We didn't know what was going on. We're in LA, outside of Universal Studios, which is like a big tourist spot. And like, they didn't say it's a fire. They just said it's an emergency. Exit now. And so that, like, literally, like, obviously my mind went to the first, like, worst thing, like fucking active shooter in the theater. Yeah. And, you know, we got outside, they ended up canceling our movie or whatever. And we went home, but like, there was a good five, like until we got out of the theater and I like didn't hear any gunshots. I was fine. But that first like realization of my worst fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Was scary as shit.
Were you getting to the point where, like, if someone was dragging ass in front of you, would you have pushed them out of the way and gotten moving?
If I heard shots, I would have.
Yeah. My brain goes a little bit like, you protect your tribe only, and you're just like, you grab her, and you go, everybody else, get the fuck out of the way. We're out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would have been shoving if I heard shots. But since there are no shots, everybody was, like, pretty calm about it and just walking out.
Active shooter. I would run to the lobby.
I know. Like that's when we got outside, Christina was like, oh, it's probably just a fire. And I was like, maybe, but like if there was a shooter, they wouldn't say, there's a fucking shooter, everybody get out of here right now.
Yeah.
They should though. They and that should be the game plan for Matt. Like, because we like this whole like I mean, I get it in schools like lock down and hide, but if I'm in a public place and there's like, it's an emergency, file to the nearest exit. It's like, now everyone knows where I'm going. And they should be like, someone's got a fucking gun. Everyone for yourselves. Like this that's first. A, like, that's a fine approach. Cause it's like now everybody's scattering. You're like, it's hard to hit moving targets, dude.
I'm looting the fucking M&M, peanut M&Ms out of the rack.
It was probably a dorm situation. Someone burned the popcorn and
we had no idea, but we talked to somebody. We ran into somebody we knew, and they actually worked at the parks at the Universal Studios. And they were like, you know, this happens all the time. And 9 times out of 10, it's somebody like smoking or like hitting a vape in the bathroom too hard.
Oh,
damn.
Causing cancel the movie.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That is a scary little thing. Like, I was at the theater one time, and a guy came in by himself. It was a scary movie. He came in by himself, sat next to me with a backpack, and he just kept checking his phone and rifling through his backpack the whole movie. And my hands were sweating. Oh, and God. I was like, I remember like turning and being like, I'm gonna fucking punch this guy. I was like, I might get the jump on him. I was like, I might need to get the jump on him because I'm like, I'm first done. If he gets me, like, because he would reach into it and instantly I'd stop watching the movie and just stare at his hands because I'm like, dude, if he comes back out with a gun, like, am I a hero or am I a fucking zero? What am I gonna do? I'm faced with a choice here.
Gotta do something,
dude.
You guys about when the kid pulled out a fake gun at high school? He was like rifling through his backpack or whatever, being kind of squirrely, and I saw what looked like a gun. And I immediately like sprinted to his seat, grabbed it, and just chucked it against the wall, and like splintered his plastic gun in pieces. Holy and then shit. He was suspended for like a week.
Yeah,
dude, Hardog, look at you, dude! What a hero move, Harley.
Punch middle schooler?
I thought when he's like, I chucked. I thought you were gonna say you threw him. Like you grab his gun, you pistol whip him with it.
No, but that was like the angriest I've ever been at school.
I'm not gonna die for $30,000 a year. Fuck you. Punch a kid in the nose, I'll fucking kill you. I'd be so pissed. I remember we worked at the park and rec and they trained us for that. They're like, yeah, angry parents sometimes, like, you know, I'm like, I am not dying for $8.25 an hour. I was like, I'll use a kid as a shield for all I care. I'm kidding. I wouldn't have done it. That's a joke. That's for the
two kids.
So yeah, I have two small ones.
I had an absolute different experience at Ghostbusters. Like, it was a full theater. And so, like, everyone was on a Friday night. Everyone was, like, pretty jacked off. And then see a kid come in full Ghostbuster gear with the, like, the glasses and the backpack with the gun. And at one point, he sat down and accidentally fired the like, toy Ghostbuster thing. And it was awesome. And everyone was just digging it. And he was having a blast too. So it was like, that brought me back to like the golden age of our movie times, right?
Yes.
Not mm-hmm. the golden age.
Of show up and everyone's in Jedi robes and you're like stoked and just ready to rock and roll. Also, when a group of people gets a kick out of something, that's always great. Like a little kid says something funny and like the room of strangers is just quiet enough where everyone hears it. Dude, that pop is golden. That's a humanity moment. Everyone gets the plus sign for being like, We're all good again.
We're all gonna be all right.
Look at you with good vibes, Matt. The three of us are like, yeah.
I brought it back. It got very dark.
We all fought active shooters. I will say, I got a lot of respect for you running towards danger, dude. You ran towards danger. You said, hey, I'm not leaving. Like, I think if I see a kid pull that out of his backpack, I quietly excuse myself from the classroom. And I just like, gang, I gotta go take a piss. I'll be back.
The week before, I was requesting kids to like pick their music, and he kept requesting Pumped Up Kicks, and I kept telling him I'm not playing that song at school. And then that was the kid that pulled it out. I was like, no fucking way.
Oh dude, he was on your radar early. You had him doggy eared in the playbook as far as
he was a great kid. So I mean,
sure,
I was mad at him.
Harley says in the documentary later on. No, it is. All kids are good. I think sometimes they get this morbid curiosity. As a former gun drawer myself, I had no intentions of killing any kids. I just was like, this is a cool. Guns are sick. Guns are cool. Songs about guns are also cool. Also, not for nothing. Pumped Up Kicks.
Still loves guns.
Boom. Not a gun kid. Grew up to be a gun adult. Gun kid grew up to be scared of guns. See? It's all about the pipeline. Ooh. I like to get my fears out early.
There you go.
Damn, love that. Nate, what else you got? You whining again, or just the one?
I'll do a quick shine for the Please. Classic BNC. I was never a BNC guy, but now I'm a BNC guy. Sometimes they just hit.
What is a BNC?
bean and cheese burrito.
Oh. Yeah.
Why did you say that? It was like a lexicon. They're like, yeah, I've never been a B and C. I was like,
in Christina's pregnancy, she craves bean and cheese burritos. And so naturally I'm just like, yeah, sure. I'll grab a fucking B and C. And they hit good.
I wish they would do like a statistical test, or like, I wish they could do like an overall study of like what your pregnant wife ate and how your kid turned out. Like, I would love to see like my wife craved pickles. Our kid is this, like whatever. I might need to do a little deep dive on that, because it'd be interesting to see like, Nate, what do you think your kid's going to be like if he's been doing B and C burritos for months?
He comes out with a Spanish accent.
He's got a sombrero on. Yeah.
I honestly don't know, because Christina is usually a spicy gal. She loves like flavorful, spicy food, and no carbs. And during pregnancy, she's been really plain food and carbs. So she's liking like crackers and sourdough with butter and like
just chum on a Saturday night, buddy.
Fuck, dude. Toast? You gonna tell me toast with grape jelly? Fuck you. Yeah, I'll eat the shit out of that, dude. Little butter, buddy. Little cinnamon powder. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
She eats like my stone dad. Crackers and toast. That's awesome. Good for her. Yeah, I'm interested to see. We're gonna watch the personality develop. I'll have to talk to Joe and Sean too, because Charlotte, like, I love like, what did you feed her? What was she eating in the womb? What was the go-to? You know,
I know. It's like, are these cravings the kid or are they Christina?
That's an interesting thought as well. That'd also be so cool to see if like your mom ate a shitload of BNC burritos when you were in the womb. And then by 6 years early, like, I could never, like, he looks at beans and he throws up. He's like, I was force fed this through a tube for 9 months. I don't want this. Complete taste of
we'll feed him a BNC as soon as he gets out of the womb.
There you go.
And then we'll see what happens.
Put it in a blender.
Are you planning to breastfeed? You go, no. And they go, formula. And you go, no, it's just a bean and cheese burrito.
Way cheaper.
Okay, you're going to feed him exclusively Taco Bell.
He won't latch to the BNC.
Get this kid a burrito stat. Because you're the other company, you're like, it happens with every kid. You're like, what do we do wrong?
He's like, severely malnourished. Get him another B and C stat.
He needs a bean and cheese burrito stat. You know what I just found out, or I found out recently? Nate, this will be a fun thing for you to find out too. It's like, yeah. I guess babies like shit black. Like, they're like, poop is like, it looks like they're exercising a demon for the first like month of their life. Whoa. That's a fucking terrifying thing. Every time you open your baby's diaper, it's just black goo.
That shit's wild.
I if you're only drinking titty milk, I mean, I guess that
I get it. I had a bowl of cereal with regular milk for the other night, and I was like, this is as close to baby shit as it gets. I was like, I get it now. I was like,
which
I
understand why you have diarrhea for 5 days. You know, they're absorbing everything at top performance. They call it the nutrients they get. So all that's left is just, you know,
true. They're actually letting up pure waste.
Yeah. Speaking of nutrients in breast milk, it's got tons of testosterone in it and HGH, human growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
You bet your bippy I'm making a protein shake every morning with that.
Oh, my God. Nate, I almost just got sick. I just had a little baby throw up in my mouth.
No. Bodybuilders. Ask Zach. I bet he's sucking on the teat right now. That you can get really good gains by drinking breast milk.
They're at like the shows. They're like, have a line of expecting mothers. Is she lactating yet? No, get her out of here. All right, you can ask him. I have no idea if that's true. I won't corroborate anything. And
I'll DM him right now.
I'm not going to get my ass kicked by the D2 podcast because you say you're sitting on a claim that they're all on breast milk.
On it right now.
Don't do that. Well, don't ask him like right now.
Nate, say, I mean, you say right chum now. Chum wants to know.
Yeah, please don't put me into this. I don't like chum. I mean, this I don't need this. They all are much bigger, much more athletic. I'm also wearing their merch, so get off me, dude.
That's tight.
Yeah, I'm just vibing out. Now, let's move on. Harley, wine or shine time?
I got a little shine wine combo for you boys. I'll start with the shine because the wine might be more fruitful. It's also half beef. My shine is things that live up to the hype. So, as you guys know, I've been talking up cannolis like nobody's business the last couple of weeks. I've had a hankering since I was watching Sopranos. I got one in Duluth this weekend. It was everything I hoped for and then some. It's a perfect pastry. Imagine like the best crispy bite of a funnel cake. It's that, that's the tube in which like a jute, like a sweet,
the vessel upon which the cream is
like
laid.
The best. Yeah, it's amazing. And then you add powdered sugar and chocolate on top.
Oh, that sweet, sweet cannoli cream.
Harley, now I love the fact that your quest for the cannoli finally has come to a rest. You can finally put that to bed. Do you think it was your love of Sopranos and the buildup that made it taste so good, or do you actually vouch for a cannoli as a dessert?
Both. So the hype definitely like increased my expectations, but it also made the payoff potentially bigger, and I feel like I was in one of those scenarios.
Damn. Okay. All right. I'm very glad for you. I'm glad. Like, there's nothing better than finally getting your hands on the craving food too. When you've been hanger, like, God, I just want that sauce from that place. And you finally, mm-hmm. or like a certain type of food. And when you finally get your hands on it, dude, it can bring a tear to your eye.
And just completing a side quest, you know, could always have never been on my radar. Yeah. It's been a side quest for about 3 weeks now. It got
100% a deviation from the main storyline. That was a side quest. You got the achievement. Like, holy cannoli. It just popped up on
the screen.
That was
a weird
filler
episode.
100%. Harley needs a cannoli. Also, like, I think food that you crave.
Are you ready
for a wine? No, I think the food tastes better that you crave because you've been edging your mouth for so long. like you know you almost can taste it in your mouth, and then you finally get it and you bust the biggest mouth load you've ever had. Like, I've had that. Fantastic. yeah I don't know if that was worth interrupting you for, but I felt like it was, felt like I should.
Yeah,
don't you want to bust mouth loads?
Have you ever edged with your tongue before? Are you edging or are you gooning?
I was just joking.
that was worth it, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right,
my wine is half beef, and it has to deal with chum.
Beef.
When someone brags up advice they got that you've been giving them for years.
No.
Hayden has done this to me throughout my life several times, but most recently this weekend, he was talking up cold plunges and saunas and talking about how he's going to buy them for his house. It's like, wow, if only someone's been trying to get you to do that for like 5 years.
No. Can I speak now?
And then, oh, I'm going to add also that I've been ragging on you about fixing your diarrhea problem also for almost a year. And you're like, yeah, no, yeah, Lucy's been getting on me about my diarrhea. Now it's a problem.
Why is your wife having to bug you about your poop?
All right,
Lofton, dude.
You guys aren't truthful with
Hayden,
your wives.
The floor is yours.
I'd like to, Your Honor. I'd like to piece these arguments out one by one. Let's start with. We'll put number two in number one right now. The diarrhea thing. I know it's somewhat of an issue, but I also don't care. It's not enough of an issue for me to do anything about. So whenever you bring it up or she brings it up, I give the same response. Okay, sounds good. And then I go on. I move on with my life. I have enough solid ones. And then I just keep. And then I keep having like pretty bubbly guts. Now let's get on to the real important stuff here. Cold plunge and sauna. Harley for years has talked about the benefits of saunas and cold plunges. Harley's solution to these two things was to build a sauna or buy like a trailer sauna, like an $8,000 trailer sauna. So I'd never wanted to engage with it. Mm-hmm. Harley's solution to the cold plunge was to fill my whirlpool, like making love tub in my house with 100 pounds of ice so he could soak in my bathtub. Not going to happen.
It was not a solo mission. I say we should.
Yeah, okay. Let me, hey, me and my grown ass brother will get in my bathtub together and soak.
Not at the same time, you freak.
That's what's worse. Lucy goes, hey, I want to go get my clothes in the bathroom. She walks in, Harley's in our bathtub soaking in ice. So I went to our friend's house in Minneapolis, and her boyfriend had bought a setup for himself. He bought one of those little tent saunas, $150. It's a little tent sauna. And then $150 for a cold plunge tub with a cover and stuff that he can use. And I was like, that is economical. I have the money. Let me go do it. And so I went and bought those offline. I was like, Harley, I'm super excited. He's like, yeah, I've been telling you about that for years. I'm like, don't take credit. Because I went and got told about the right brand of stuff to buy.
Yeah, let me know how that goes for you, because I was looking into that one too.
I'm very excited. So that brings me to my shine. Well, Harley, does that satisfy your answer? You are correct about the things to do. Your selling approach to how to get them done is almost never efficient enough.
But here's the thing. It's like it was a total non-starter for you because you weren't willing to look into the economical ways. And then somebody else came that had the Midas touch. I don't care. I'm glad that you're going to do it. But like, is that really what moved the needle on it? Yes. Was seeing that somebody did it for cheap? Why did someone you just
going,
look that
was someone going? Was someone going? This was $150. It works. Personal testimony. I'm a big personal testimony guy. Because this has worked for me. It's $150. I will send you the link. And he did. And I went, all right, I'm in. You know what
now
I mean? That's what it takes.
Now,
Harley being like, man, you still have some ice. Like, it, that doesn't sell it for me. I'm fair prickly, enough. Dude. I need to trust it. I don't buy a car like that's driving it.
I tell you what. A man goes, hey, let's ice bath together, chum. You do it.
I know I should have done it. Harley and I should have gotten 100 pounds of ice in my lovemaking bathtub in my master.
How many times
bath.
Have you made love in that tub?
Zero.
All first right time, then.
First time, love, tried, first time we tried it.
Yes, man.
Yeah, dude. Woo! First time we tried to get the bath filled, the water went cold before the water was even like 6 inches off the ground. So we've got some work to do to get the bath.
6 inches off the ground is very big.
That's what I've been saying. Almost too big, I'd say. I think it's like four.
Fortnite lobby.
Now my shine. Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. This leads me to my shine, which is when you have a lot of money and you have to like release the pressure valve of like spending some of that money, on you so that you don't spend the rest in a bad way.
Yeah.
I got like my tax return. I got my tax return. Lucy paid me for my for like rent and bills and paid me back for some stuff. And I got a bonus at work. And I got like finally organized my comedy money. And I'm sitting here with like more money than I've ever had. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I'm starting to look at like really bad purchases. And I call Harley this morning. I go, I think I need to like release the presser valve and spend like $1,000. Like I have to spend some on me. And so I did. I went on a little spending spree. I got my sauna. I got my water tub. And I bought an electric drum kit for my basement.
Shut the fuck Whoa. Up. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I want to learn how to drum. That's my new thing. I'm a dude. It's all vibes now. You guys are gonna see me next time. I'm gonna be super chill.
We'll see about that.
No, it's gonna be. I'm excited to set it up and use it twice.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I'm excited to say I'm gonna set up for my 30 minutes a day lesson and then compromise within a week on that.
Hey, but you can connect that to the PA speaker.
Yes, I can. And number two, it has like a Guitar Hero play along feature, which has like all the places like laid out. So it's like hit the tom, hit the hi hat, whatever. And it has it like it comes across the screen, so I can like really like teach myself that way to play. And that's gonna be huge because that's how I played the other version of this brand. My uncle has it, and within a day I was like, oh, I can play Who Can It Be Now by the Men at Work. Just everything but the bass pedal, I could do almost everything because it laid it out. You just had to memorize like, oh, that's that sound, dude. I might get nasty on the drums.
That'd be sick.
Send it.
Just doing. I'm gonna be king of the untimed fill. Like anytime it should be a drum fill, I'm gonna throw some shit in there. Yeah. Just run the cymbals again. But anyways, whatever. We did it, boys. We made it to the end.
We did it.
What a podcast. Final thoughts around the horn. Nate, we'll start with you this week.
What's up, shitheads? This is Nate from Nathan Nation. If you're gonna go see Ghostbusters, don't. Because guess what? 50% chance there's an active shooter based on Matt and I's experience.
Sure.
So just be careful out there. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Matt, final thoughts.
Guys, this might be the last time you see me as I will be fully involved into the Greece world.
Yes.
I will be slinging euros before you know it and living on an island. But I will miss you. And you know what? If you're feeling up to it, leave a 5-star review in honor of me departing.
We're gonna miss you, Matt. Enjoy that vacation. It's well earned. Harley, final thoughts for us.
I should probably turn this way so I can tell you guys. Right,
there we go. Yeah, buddy.
little advice for the advice givers out there: know your audience. Sometimes people want things in a perfectly bite-sized link package, and it's your job to deliver to in the correct medium. My second final thought is. Complete some side quests. You will feel great. Get your filler episodes done. Complete some side quests. Get yourself a cannoli. You're not perverted. You're just Italian.
My final thoughts. I mean, you guys heard it all already. All right. I have nothing. You guys summed it up pretty good. This has been the Tuesday Catch-Up, and you're all caught up. One, two, three.